Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Time for a look at health news with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
We're learning this morning, and I guess the news broke a day or two ago, but we're learning more about the fact that cancer patients from lower-income communities, poorer communities, have a lower chance of survival than people who live in more affluent neighborhoods.
This is a study done using the Ontario Cancer Registry to identify all cases of breast cancer, colon, rectal, non-small cell lung cancer, cervical cancer, and throat cancers diagnosed in Ontario between 2003 and 2007. And they took that data, which included 44,000, almost 45,000 new cancer cases seen within 3 months of diagnosis at the Ontario Regional Cancer Centers during the study period, and found that there was a diagnosis for about 38,000 of those people, definitive diagnosis. They looked at where they came from, where these people came from, what regions of the province they were living. And based on the Canadian Census from 2001 data, they divided up five levels of income, from $24,000 at the lowest rung up to $55,000, and this is all in U.S. dollars that they used as a means of dividing up each socioeconomic level. And then they said, okay, what were the cancer outcomes? What happened to these people based on these particular levels? And they found that when you compared sort of the lowest level to the greatest level, the overall five-year survival for various types of cancers was improved. That is, those in the greater socioeconomic status level survived, had a better chance of survival. And in terms of absolute percentages of survival over 5 years, the ones that were statistically significant were breast, colon, rectal, and cervical cancers, where breast cancer, there was a 7% increased overall survival after 5 years, 8 and 9% for colon and rectal cancers, respectively, and 16% for cervical cancers. And so the question arises, what is it that is contributing to this? What are the factors within these particular groups that contribute to these specific changes? And that's where they're not entirely sure, because each of these people in these groups had the same stage of cancer. It wasn't a matter of not being able to be diagnosed and receive later treatment. This was more they had the same stages of cancer. So they're wondering whether it has to do with biological differences. Comorbidities, lower socioeconomic status, tends to have more people that smoke cigarettes, have poorer nutrition, and those can be certainly contributing factors. Access to therapy, were they living in areas where access to specialists and cancer centers were a longer waiting list, or just not specialists were not available? So all these things may have an impact on survival, but they're not sure yet what it is in this group with lower socioeconomic status that is the key factor. It might be, as I mentioned, a whole host of different factors that contribute to it.
So I guess we don't know exactly why it's happening, but it still obviously is a concern that people who are in lower income communities are less likely to recover from cancer and survive a fight with cancer.
That's what this data is suggesting. And one thing to keep in mind is that this did not identify a person at low socioeconomic status. They didn't look at each patient and say, okay, what was your income? They were looking on a group level,
right,
saying in this area, these people came from this area, so it was likely they were at that level, but you couldn't exactly say that this particular person was at that level.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Have a great day.
You too.